What's your reason for wanting to lose weight? What's your reason for wanting to be in this different body? Ultimately, you know, you're going to have ups and downs, right? You'll be on track for a while and then you'll fall off track for a little while. And that's the way it's going to be probably for the rest of your life. The thing that's going to help you stay on track longer and more importantly, help you get back on track quicker is to be crystal clear about the reasons why you want to live this way. I can't tell you how often I'll ask someone, why do you want to lose weight? And they'll say, nah, because I want to look good. And that'll be it, okay? We need to have lots of reasons. Lots of reasons, and they need to be emotional. They need to be empowering. They need to be exciting, all right? We need to tap into the emotion of these reasons, and we need to be able to articulate them very easily, very quickly, and extensively, right? There's nothing wrong with saying, I want to lose weight because I want to look better. I want to feel better. I want to be able to walk into my job and feel confident and feel strong, feel like I'm a person who's in control, right? When I work with other people, I get more respect because I not only look this way, have more energy, am able to be more productive and more confident so I communicate other ways, but I also feel good about myself. I know that I'm living congruently with what's important to me. And these are just a few of the reasons why I want to lose weight and live in this body. Okay? So it's the reasons why. The reasons why. It always comes back to this. Right? It's not the reasons why not. This is where a lot of people get caught up. They expect to eat well, they go out to dinner, they overeat, and then they spend the rest of the night and the next day and the day after that thinking about why did they screw up? How come something that's so important to them, how come they didn't stick with it? Why didn't I stick with it? Why didn't I do it? What's wrong with me? And they spend all their time thinking about that. Well, the good news is that you can screw up. You can do something totally opposite of what you wanted to accomplish. Okay, you can go out to a restaurant and pig out, eat all the food in the world, desserts, everything. And you can leave that restaurant and ask yourself the question, why do I want to eat well? Why do I want to eat better than that? Why do I want to have that new body? And you can begin coming up with answers that are going to reinforce and kind of push you back onto the path and the track and the behaviors that are going to get you what you want. Okay? There's nothing wrong with this. You can leave all that those mistakes behind simply with the question, why? What is the reason that I want to live in this body? Why does this work? It works because when you think about certain foods, the biggest challenge is that it's very emotional, right? You think about your favorite dessert, your favorite sweets, and the more vividly you think about it, the more your mouth starts to salivate. Literally, your body goes into a chemical situation where it literally starts to crave these foods. There's a physiological response and craving. Well, that's very powerful. And then what people try and do is they think, well, why do I want to lose weight? I want to look good. Very distant, very, very disassociated. There's no power to it. There's no emotion to it. So you want to ask yourself regularly. This is an ongoing, forever thought in your mind. What are the reasons why this is important to me? I want to look good. That's like saying, I have trouble staying away from chocolate. Well, why do you like chocolate so much? That's pretty good. See, that's not how people describe it. People describe the food that they like. They say, oh, their tone, the way they speak about it, everything goes and becomes congruent and very emotional and powerful, describing the enjoyment and the pleasure of that experience. And you say, well, why do you want to look good? Why do you want to be, you know, fit and energized? Because it'd be better, right? And so they're not connected to that. So the way to get connected to it is to think about it a lot, all the time, right? As often as you can. And it's fun. See, this is the difference. This isn't about, oh, I really gotta get back on track. I really gotta start eating better. I really gotta start exercising. Okay? Those are not fun. That's not the fun part of it. See, it's like with food. You know, when you think about the food you want to make, usually people aren't thinking about how they're gonna prepare it, right? If they're cooking for themselves. They're not thinking about, oh, first, you know, I gotta do this whole recipe and I gotta go shopping for the groceries to make it, and I gotta put it all together, and then I gotta cook it, then I gotta put it in the oven. They're not thinking about that part. They're thinking about the best part of it, which is the eating it, the tasting it on their tongue. Okay, that part of it. So when you're thinking about what you want, the reasons why you want this body, go to the best parts, right? So for example, if you want to be attractive, if you want to appeal to the opposite sex or to other people, okay? That's fine. Go to that in your mind. Imagine yourself in the body, the confidence, the personality, the lifestyle that that body would give you or that you believe it would give you. Imagine yourself speaking to people. Imagine yourself getting the attention that you may want. Okay? And again, it's different for each person what they want, but it's up to you. This is the most important secret you can have, because when you make weight loss, when you make healthy fun, when you make it enjoyable, when you think about it in a fun, exciting way, which it is, then it becomes much different. First of all, you want to think about it a lot because it feels good. It feels good about just to think about. Again, you do this with food. People think about food all the time because it's enjoyable, right? We don't have to make food unenjoyable. What we want to do is make eating well, exercising, being alive, having the body we want, enjoyable. And people don't do that a lot of times. They make that process miserable because they think about the worst things. They think about, you know, going to the gym and exercising, which they hate. And they think about eating bland, boring foods that they hate. And they make it miserable. What you want to do is, what are the reasons that this is important to me? Why is this important to me? Over and over and over and over again. Because each time you ask it, you're going to get a slightly different response. Okay, and if you're not, then dig deeper. If you ask the question, you keep coming back, oh, because I'd feel better. I'd feel better. It'd be better for me. I'd feel better. That's not enough, right? If that's your only reason, you're going to struggle forever because that's not exciting. And I'll tell you what, having the body you want is way more exciting than, well, it'd be better. No, it's better in every way. You wake up in the morning and it's easier for you to move. You have more energy. You're more flexible. You're more comfortable in your body. You put clothes on that make you feel good. You look in the mirror and you feel better about yourself. You walk into work and you feel good. You see your family and you feel like a role model for them. Okay, I could go on and on and on because I asked the question, why is this important to me? I've asked it for years now, and I continue to ask it constantly. It constantly shifts a little bit depending on where I'm at in my life, okay? But I'm in touch with why it's important to me. And if you do this, if you are constantly thinking about, why do I want to do this? What's going to be the best part about it? Why is it going to be good? Why is it going to be fun? Why is it going to be exciting? If you're constantly thinking about why eating well and having the body you want is going to be so enjoyable in all those ways, and you're constantly thinking about all the reasons, it's going to start to snowball. That's going to be your reality. And now you're going to have this huge perception of enjoyment and pleasure attached to eating well and being healthy. And what you're looking to do is to have this, if you want to imagine being like a ball, this ball is going to be this big, the enjoyment, the pleasure of eating well, of being healthy, of exercising, of feeling alive, being strong, being flexible. When you think about it, it's this much pleasure attached to it. And then when you think about eating, you know, junk foods or snack foods or whatever else, there's pleasure involved with it, but it's only this big. And so you put them side by side, the healthy part's way bigger and it crushes the other part. And it's easier then to act that way consistently, over and over again, for years and years and years, because it's fun, because it feels good. Okay, so I hope I made my point here. What I want you to do over this next week and forever, but specifically this next week, is consistently ask yourself why. Why do you want this body? Why do you want to do this? What are you looking for? And look for answers that are, they're positive, like what you're going to get from it. They're enjoyable, they're fun. You're looking for the pleasure, the enjoyment of it. That's the answers you're looking for. You're not looking for the pain part of it. Right? So even if you say, well, if I'm in better shape, I won't be as likely to get sick. Okay, let's flip that around into, if I'm take care of myself and I'm less weight and I'm in better shape, then I'll be healthier, I'll have more energy, I'll be able to breathe easier, I'll have more stamina, I'll have more strength, I'll be able to lift things up easier. Make it all positive, what your lifestyle will be like. Okay, and keep thinking on this, keep growing this idea in your mind. This is how you make these changes. Now, I tell you this now because this is a motivation technique. This is a technique you use when you screw up, okay, which you're always going to do, right? Forever, there are gonna be times when you screw things up. And then at that point, that's when you do this. Well, why do I want this body? Okay? It's never about anything you have to do. It's always about what you want to do. And you want to constantly reinforce the ideas and the reasons why you want to do something. Okay? Don't be scared of it. You overeat, that's fine. You need to at that moment say, well, why do I want to have that body? Why do I want to lose weight? Why do I want to eat better? Why do I want to exercise? And constantly come up with those reasons. Okay? So do this over the next week, and I think you're going to be surprised A, it's going to change how you act, I guarantee. You'll eat better naturally. You'll find if you exercise, exercise will be a bit easier, okay? And you'll just feel better overall because now you're going in a direction that's enjoyable and it's fun, right? And that's the path of permanent weight loss. So practice that this week, and I'll talk to you next week.